I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and as more and more of us head to the water for a little fishing now that the temperatures are coming up, remember to take care of those fish that you want to release to be caught again. A few tips on how to do that right after this. Although there are some who still fish for the table in West Virginia, more and more anglers are practicing catch and release. Therefore, it's important to know how to handle those fish to minimize harm. DNR District Fisheries Biologist Brandon Keplinger with a few things to keep in mind.
The body of a fish is accustomed to being supported by the buoyancy of the water around them. So when you pull them out of the water, say like if it's a bass by the jaw or something like that, you're putting a lot of pressure typically on hinge points in the jaw and stuff like that. So you want to be cognizant of that. Fish have gills, so they utilize water to breathe. Once you take them out of the water, oxygen can be depleted. In cold months, you have to be concerned about water actually freezing to the gill lamellae, the little red strands that can damage that organ, that can damage the gills. Even when you do put them back into the water, limit hand contact with the sides of the fish because you take the protective slime off of the fish, which can cause bacterial infections.
Occasionally, a fish will be deep hooked, and for years, most have believed leaving that hook there is the best option. But with the improved quality of today's hooks, they don't deteriorate nearly as fast. Keplinger says there are techniques to master deep hook removal, but in most cases, clipping the line is still the best option.
If you're not using the whole hook bend to rip through, you're basically only dislodging the barb. As it pulls out. Basically, the tip of the hook is facing towards the tail of the fish as you pull it out through the mouth. So there's some things that folks can educate themselves on if they're that interested in trying to remove a hook. But, ultimately, if you want to be as minimally invasive as you can, a lot of times folks just clip the line and let the fish go. And that's certainly better than removing the hook on many chances.
When you turn the fish loose, do you gently put it back in the water or do you just toss it? Well, both are acceptable, but gentle is always better.
Given, helicopter stalking and stuff like that occurs across the nation, it looks like fish have the capacity to take a fairly percussive splash into the water, navigation across barriers and stuff like that. But, my question would be, why would you do anything but release it gently into the water?
Occasionally, a fish will be stressed and floating on its side. You can drag him forward in the water to help.
I would say if a fish is kind of, lethargic or having a more difficult time getting going, I don't think it could hurt. But the main thing is keeping the fish upright and standing by until it has the capacity to swim off on its own.
A few tips to cleanly release fish to be caught again in the waters of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.